Hello, I am Karen Campbell. Welcome to the Considering Lament podcast. Weekly, you will be able to hear from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland one podcast highlighting the Considering Lament resource, as well as introducing the newly written Psalms of Lament. Psalms of Lament allow us to express our pain, frustration, and hurts to God. In each podcast, we will feature a psalm reflection and will end with the Psalm of Lament. Friedrich Buechner writes that in suffering we can either be broken or broken open. Our hope is that these psalms will facilitate this breaking open to discover the repairs that come from the brokenness in our world. Welcome to Considering Lament.
Psalm 7. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt in my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger, rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God, decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather round you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword, he will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons, he makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High.
Valerie and I came to faith in the 1970s, and it has been a remarkable journey ever since. We face struggles like many of our generation, living in a period of serious, violent conflict. Being shaped by the Troubles, we were challenged about how we would live and serve our Lord and Saviour as a peacemaker and how to now deal with the past. Specific incidents weigh heavily on our minds. There were obvious vulnerabilities on being a part-time police reservist as a 19-year-old university student. Prior to Valerie and I working together as teachers and youth leaders in the Northwest, a good preparation for our call to ministry in PCI in 1993, serving in border communities which had been significantly impacted by the Troubles. God in his grace sustained us and protected us in those very unsettled times, blessed us, our family and our ministries, despite the challenges which arose and our human frailties and weaknesses. The sentiments expressed in Psalm 7 were and are a living experience for us. Living under threats of violence, death and injury of friends through terrorist atrocities, pastoring families of terrorist victims, disappointment when some people, directly or indirectly, opposed our endeavours in cross-community peacebuilding, as we sought to develop opportunities to share the whole counsel of God in the gospel. It is good to be able to bring in prayer such challenges to the Lord, a refuge, saviour and deliverer, and to have friends interceding for us too. David in his psalm uses gruesome emotive language that resonates with how we felt at times. For example, our response to being caught in a bomb while waiting for the school bus, the Clody bombings, a close policeman friend killed in a landmine in South Armagh, or the stark fear generated by the Shankill bomb grey steel shooting incidents. These just a few of the many atrocities which affected so many. What was our response to be? Seek revenge or retribution by taking matters into your own hands? The psalmist reminds us it is better to hand it over to the sure and pure justice and judgment of God, being careful to avoid unhelpful commentary or offering simplistic, draconian solutions. In our prayers, as we expose and condemn the grievous sins of others, it is important to examine our own attitudes and actions critically and honestly, being open to God, uncovering our faults and failings, which may have contributed to the conflict, being ready to make amends. We, like David in his lament, need to recognise the importance of justice, earthly justice here and now, as well as ultimate or heavenly justice. In his reflections on the psalm, C.S. Lewis asks us to yearn for earthly justice and work for it. We are to avoid whataboutery and engage in a legitimate exploration of truth and justice in accordance with clear, moral, godly, scriptural principles. The assertion is clear. God is righteous. He expresses righteous anger against evil constantly. God will judge evildoers if they do not acknowledge and repent of their sins. There is no end that can ever justify crimes against humanity. God has arranged things so that evil eventually brings judgment on itself. The dishonest aggressor who conceives trouble becomes pregnant with evil and gives birth to disillusionment, setting traps for others, but such eventually get caught in their own traps and suffer the consequences of their own violent crimes. The psalm closes with David worshipping the Lord, not for the fact that the wicked are judged, but because the righteousness of God has been magnified. The fact that people are ensnared by their own sins and ultimately judged should bring us no joy, but the fact that God is glorified and his righteousness exalted gives us good reason to praise him. In conclusion, David records coming to God with his problems, which was the right and wise thing to do. We can do the same. Yet in spite of David's right attitudes and actions, we are not told if the false accusations were rebuffed, or his name cleared and attacks stopped. We know only that he came into such a relationship of trust with his God that he would accept his situation, maintain his integrity, praising God even when continuing to suffer injustice.
When shadows loom and fears arise, our hearts feel weak and sore. The world can shake, our strength can break, we tremble at the door. Yet in this night we seek for light, a refuge from the storm. In every trial we trust in him, his love can keep us warm. There'll be a day when all will see, and every knee will bow. For in his grace our spirits yearn to walk with Christ our Lord, to walk with Christ our Lord. Though justice seems to hide away and wrongs go unaddressed, we lift our voice, for still we trust in him, our souls find rest. His presence near dispels our fear with hope that never fades. Against the dark we raise our prayer, safe in the path we made. There'll be a day when all will see, and every knee will bow. For in His grace our spirits yearn to walk with Christ our Lord, to walk with Christ our Lord. When all is done, His shalom reigns, restoring what was lost. With justice true, He'll make all new, no matter what the cost. With every tear that falls in pain, He'll wipe the sorrow clear. And every heart will sing His praise, His love will draw us near. There'll be a day. And every knee will bow. For in His grace our spirits yearn to walk with Christ our Lord, to walk with Christ our Lord.